Well, it's kind of interesting that, and very interesting, and an important lesson, that despite the valiant efforts of the free press to keep the great beast uninformed, it nevertheless escaped the cage. Grassroots opposition became so powerful that the OECD, the rich countries, were forced to back down. The target date for the MAI was April 27th, and they couldn't sign, and they explained why. They said there's just too much opposition. That's quite a victory for grassroots organizing, confronting the most powerful concentration of power in the world, maybe that ever existed. The rich countries in the OECD, the transnational corporations, the international financial institutions, all strongly in favor of it. Free press completely backing it, almost, with rare exceptions, as in Canada. And nevertheless, they couldn't ram it through. The reaction has been interesting in the business press. So the Financial Times of London, which is, as I said, the major international business journal, they had an article bewailing this outcome. They said that hordes of vigilantes, I'm quoting it, hordes of vigilantes had overwhelmed the OECD and the corporate world using their organizational abilities and their strong finances and their influence with the media. I'm quoting all of this. In the US, the influence of the media was zero. It was barely above and elsewhere in the OECD. But the point is that even the slightest breach in total subordination is regarded as a catastrophe to the totalitarian mind. The article goes on to say that it'll be necessary to drum up business support to beat back the hordes. Now, you know, just overwhelmed by the vigilantes. They then quote diplomats and World Trade Organization officials who fear, quoting, that there may no longer be, it may no longer be possible to do deals behind closed doors and submit them for rubber stamping by Parliament, as in the good old days. The Australian press, that's important. People feel, you know, many people feel quite unjustly discouraged and gloomy about the opportunities to do things, but there have been really remarkable victories in the last couple of years, and this is one of the most dramatic of them. And the business world knows it, even if they won't tell you. The press in Australia blamed what they called the xenophobic hysteria of the unholy alliance of aid groups, labor, and environmentalists. A column, yeah, really bad news. In the New Republic, a columnist wailed about what he called the flat earth and black helicopter crowd that are on the loose, determined to find out what's being done to them by the serious guys who are used to doing deals behind closed doors and then having them rubber stamped. Well, you know, that's important. The threat of democracy is quite real, and it's a major and encouraging victory for popular activism against very great odds.